On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a great festival that's going to be coming up here in just a couple of days, and that is the Artalicious, and I'm happy to have on the program to talk more about that. Of course, the guy kind of heads up the whole committee here, Don Taylor. Don's good to have you back on the program again.
Well, Dale, it's always good to be in the studio with you. We're excited about this year.
Absolutely, and we got a lot to talk about. And also to help talk about some of the things that are going to be happening, one of the committee members, Chris Miller. Chris, it's good to have you back on the program as well.
It is always great to be at WLEN and talking to the audience and working with you. You know, and the fact that Don is here just makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, good. Did I say interesting? I meant interestingly good. Interestingly good, yeah.
So, Don, when is this going to be happening?
Well, it's the 15th annual Artalicious Fine Arts Fair, Saturday and Sunday, September 17th and 18th. And this is the first time we've actually done two full days. So Saturday will be from 11 to 7 for artists and our nonprofit organizations. Sunday from 11 to 5. You know, we used to do Friday evening a little bit, and then Saturday.
Yeah.
This is better for our artists, so we're taking a risk and going out and doing 2 days for the community.
Well, as we've been seeing with a lot of the events since COVID, that people are just wanting and itching to get back out to go to different events, and this has always been one of the premier events. Not only for Aderain, but for Lenawee County as well. And it brings in a lot of people from all over, Chris.
Sure does. And you're exactly right. We've seen a lot of folks being excited about getting together. The Pride event just this past weekend, or a couple weekends ago now, was a great example of that, just a super turnout. But Artalicious is, again, has always been, I think, almost from the very beginning, the premier event for downtown Aderain, and one of the great events in the county for sure. And, you know, I one of the things I've always appreciated about it and the work that Don has done is, you know, how important it has been to the community, has been really central to it, in addition to an incredibly high-quality show that's lots of fun for everybody in the family. And that's definitely a part of the success, because it's really done as a partnership with the community, and in particular with the downtown and the downtown businesses.
I think what's interesting, in 2007, this all got started because a representative from the City of Aderain, the Croswell Opera House, Lenawee County Convention and Visitors Bureau, now Visit Lenawee, Lenawee Council for Visual Arts, and the Aderain Symphony Orchestra got together saying, you know, we really need to have a fine arts event in downtown Aderain.
Yep.
And so they looked at each other and they said, well, I guess if we're going to do it, it better be the five of us. And more importantly, it had to be a free event.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, when you come downtown, we want you to buy art, and if you want some food, you have to buy that. But the point of it is, anybody can come downtown, look at great art. Kids can do hands-on art activities. We'll talk about that a bit later. So there's no question that the community is what created this way back in 2007.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you think about that already. I mean, you say 2007 doesn't seem that far, but when you take really a good look at it, yeah, it's been a while for that. So, but the thing is, this really does show off really some great art, mm-hmm. Don. It really does.
Yeah, it really does. You know, we have artists from, I think we have one from Florida this year. We have several from Ohio. We have a lot of local artists, of course, and we have a smattering of artists from all over, mostly central or south central Michigan. And we always have a diversity of photographers and painters and sculptors and jewelers and what am I missing, you know?
Photography? I don't know if you mentioned that.
But anyway, we always have a broad selection. You know, I just want, back in 2013, we sort of stepped back and tried to reevaluate ourselves. We did a visioning session with somebody from the Michigan State University. And out of that came a new mission statement and a vision statement. What I love best is our vision statement. As the premier small-town fine arts fair in the region, Artalicious provides interactive opportunities for artists, businesses, and visitors, offering a vibrant, inspiring mix of amazing art, fabulous food, delightful music, and enticing aromas. Artalicious satisfies all the senses.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, I think we've managed to accomplish that pretty much. And again, we're a free event. We get great community support. We get a wonderful state grant every year. Our local foundations support us, and individuals and businesses help fund our about $25,000 a year budget.
Wow.
And I think one of the other pieces of Artalicious has been really pretty remarkable is Artalicious is a standalone committee of volunteers. It's not an arm of anything in particular. The city works, obviously, very collaboratively with the DDA. Now Main Street works very collaboratively with the city and all the city staff. But it's its own entity, and this group of people gets together every year, spends 9 or 10 months planning the event, meeting on a monthly basis. Don spends probably 30 hours a week all year long working on Artalicious. John's leadership has just been incredible.
Really.
Maybe not quite that much, but it's difficult to underestimate the work of that group, and Don's leadership was meant to this. Because there aren't a lot of events like that where, you know, they stand alone, they aren't part of another organization mm-hmm. and do it. But that body of volunteers represents the community. It brings an event that appeals to just about anybody in the community, and again, in partnership with the city and with the downtown and the downtown businesses, it's fun.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things COVID did for us was it made us appreciate the opportunity to get together in community and certainly to do it around really great art, much of it produced by talented folks in our own community.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool and a really fun thing to do. And plus, you can get some great art.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, too, that I was going to mention, Don, is that the fact that with a lot of the artists, you're seeing a lot of things that you just don't see anywhere else.
Correct. And, I mean, some of our artists are extremely well-known, not only locally, but regionally, and some of them even nationally. I mean, Tom Theory is a perfect example.
Exactly.
But Tom is extremely well-known, an unbelievably talented man. So we'll have over around 60 artists. 13 to 15 of those demonstrate. They'll pick a two-hour period during a three-hour block and demonstrate. So it's really cool to come and watch the artists do their thing. I mean, I'm totally amazed sometimes at how people I have trouble with a ruler. I'm still doing a straight line. we have 17 nonprofit organizations on West Maumee Street, on our nonprofit row, which is sponsored by the Adrian Kiwanis Club. Every nonprofit does an art activity for children. After they do, I think, 10 activities, they go to the Louvre Junior, mm-hmm. not the one in Paris, where they actually learn about the Louvre, and they get a free piece of homemade art made by one of our artists at the fair or by somebody from the Adrian Center for the Arts. So they go home with maybe their first piece of art.
Of art, yeah.
Creative
yeah.
art. So, we also have My Adventure Theater, which is a fun interactive theater for kids on West Maumee. Eric the Juggler will be back.
Nice.
Fire breathing and all that cool
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then both days we have on-street entertainment, a multitude of various acts, individuals, sometimes groups of three or four. We'll get to some more entertainment later, but we have a historic downtown building tour on Saturday conducted by Laura Burdick and John Cushel from the Lenawee Historical Society. Plane Wave Instruments, which Chris knows all about.
Yeah.
We'll again have one of their telescopes on display, a big hit last year
down
by
know.
The library.
It was, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to look through it. There were too many people.
We'll reserve a spot for you.
Okay, great. Okay. Annie Howard with Adrian Public Schools is on our committee, and she organized a really cool student art show where all during the winter semester, art teachers could say, Dale Gardner in my class did a really cool, send it to Annie. She's putting it into a performance. So the elementary, middle school, and high schools will all be shown for 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday, all this work in the Chambers building, where the City Commission meets.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So that's a brand new thing for us.
Wow.
The Adrian Center for the Arts will have their display, Ties That Bind. I don't know if you heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in the Gallery of Shops on East Maumee Street. And these are masks that individuals have prepared to sort of decorate to reflect how they dealt with or felt about COVID-19.
Yes, so, yes.
And then the Adrian District Library always has special art activities for all ages in their tent on East Maumee Street. So lots going on. And, we have more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
page
more.
Three,
yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think the other, if you think about just what Don just talked about, there really is something for everything. You know, I've been to a lot of art shows where, you know, they were focused on kids or they were focused on adults, but rarely was there an opportunity. You know, the Louvre Junior is just an amazing thing, you know, that these kids can, first of all, go and participate in nonprofit row, and they all really do really interesting and fun creative things, which kids love to do. We all love to do that, you know, when we're at those ages. But then to get a piece of art for that and to learn a little bit about that,
mm-hmm.
really, you know, a unique experience. You add that with the artists who are demonstrating, you know, it's just the level and the array of interactions possible with a bunch of different kinds of art is really cool. And
yeah.
you can literally bring the whole family and everybody's going to have a great time. And we even haven't talked about food.
Yeah. So.
Food.
Yes.
Food trucks.
Yeah.
Yes, food
okay.
trucks on South Main Street. And also we'll have a main stage on South Main this year.
Okay.
And we'll be using that all during the day. We'll have the Adrian High School Marching Band come in at 11. They'll play for 45 minutes. We have a couple of other groups. Then the Adrian High School Orchestra will play. Los Hermanos Villegas from 3 to 5. And then in the evening, the Dan Kesterkey Band from 5:30 to 7:30, and Bill Lewis and the Soulbacks from 8 to 10, both sponsored by the Adrian DDA Main Street and Visit Lenawee. We've had this partnership now for the second year with the DDA and Visit Lenawee and now Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Last year we had a pretty high-end band, but we've got local bands this year, which I was pushing for. I really wanted... It's our 15th annual event, Let's Go Local. You know?
Yeah.
And the one thing, we've done an annual auction every year at the library.
Yes.
We started that off with charity.
Yeah.
Where people decorated and mm-hmm. people bid on these chairs.
I still have a couple of those chairs.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to Not Just for the Birds Birdhouse Auction, where we made sometimes from ceramics or wood. We did that for a few years, and now in
20, I still have a couple of those,
yeah,
too.
I have mine that my wife bought.
Yeah. A similar thing happened in my house because, you know, I think you guys know that typically stick figures are about the extent of my artistic skills.
Mine,
so,
too.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
But we're going to do a dual show next year, the Miller-Taylor show.
Yeah, that's right, of stick
but
figures.
This year, the Michigan Ohio Woodturners Club, they're always there with us demonstrating. They demonstrate... Two straight days, they make pens for kids, or kids get to make their own pens. They said, you know, we're not too excited about what you were thinking about doing. Why don't we just provide you all the items for the auction? I don't know if you've seen any of their work. It's just
amazing.
It is extraordinary.
Yeah. So those will be up and running probably early next week, I think. And then they'll be bringing some more... On the 10th, because they have
the... So this will be in the library.
It'll be in the library, yeah.
Okay.
And you can bid on them, and, yeah.
Oh, they make beautiful things.
They do some incredible stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's charity.
And then where do those funds go?
Well, usually two purposes. One helps to support the budget, but if we have enough for our budget, then we're going to support youth art programs. So we have supported the Boys and Girls Club in the past. I have heard in my ears the Adrian Center for the Arts asking us to maybe help support one of their children's programs. So,
okay. All right.
So we'll see where we end up on that. So bid often, bid high.
That's
it's
right.
Like voting. You can only vote once, but here you can bid often and you can bid high.
That's right. Exactly. You were mentioning about the musical entertainment. You said that's going to be on the South Main section of the downtown, right?
On Saturday.
There
will be no entertainment on the stage on Sunday, but there will be street entertainment on Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. All right. And you mentioned about the food vendors, too. I mean, on South Main, too?
South Main. We have five food vendors.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
And all of our downtown restaurants, obviously.
Yep.
You know, Artalicious, I think that's one of the really powerful things about Artalicious from a community perspective and a downtown perspective. Most of our downtown merchants and downtown restaurants have their best days during Artalicious. And so that, you know, that, again, brings tremendous benefit to
Well, and again, it's a chance for people to go and reconnect with downtown. If they haven't been downtown for a while,
exactly.
This is going to be a great opportunity to be able to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You see, you know, when you go to First Fridays now, you see what I've always loved about Artalicious is watching people see each other again.
Yeah.
Standing on the street, you know, and chatting. And I love it when they buy art, too. Yeah. But you see that at First Friday. You know, we've created a real culture here in this town with First Fridays and Artalicious that brings people downtown for various reasons sometimes. But it's all about community. And
yes.
Everybody has a great time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can, with our new Darrow Zone, you can go to one of the restaurants, you can get a cocktail or a beer, a glass of wine, walk around, look at the art. It's just, what more would you want?
It's a win-win all the way around.
I think so, yeah.
For the whole family.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chris, you were going to mention something?
I just couldn't agree more. I think that it is a just great environment. I agree. I remember when Sauce first opened and you started to see your friends in there. You're walking in there and you had that experience of this is really community. And definitely that happens in Artalicious. I like what happens in Artalicious where somebody you haven't seen since last year is Artalicious is there, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And those conversations take place. But again, just all of the young kids, it's so exciting to see strollers getting pushed down the street. Now in the downtown and really cool. And, there are so many great activities for whole families during Artalicious. It's just – it's a don't miss.
It's
an absolute don't miss. And now with two full days on the weekend, you know, we know folks that maybe had a tougher time getting there on a Saturday when maybe they were working. They will have an option now to be there. And we're excited for the artists, too, because this is the artists were really supportive. We canvassed the artists ahead of time and said, you know, how do you feel about this change? And got overwhelming support.
Strong support. Right?
Yeah. So let's mention once again that as this airs, this is only going to be a couple of days away. So dates and times, Don.
Saturday and Sunday, September 17th and 18th. The times on Saturday, 11 a.m., 7 p.m., plus evening entertainment after that. But that's the hours for the artist and nonprofit. And then Sunday from 11 to 5 for artists and nonprofit organizations.
And if they want to take a look at even the schedule of the different people that are going to be performing, that can be on your website, right?
Artalicious.org and go to events, and the schedule is right there. So we just updated the last couple of things a couple of days ago.
Okay, excellent. Gentlemen, it's been good to have both of you on the program, and this is going to be such a wonderful event. I can't wait.
We appreciate WLDN's support and yours, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Chris Miller and Don Taylor, for being on the program talking about Artalicious. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.